Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, McNamara, M-C-N-E-M-A-R, today 6/13. He was born 10/19. Timothy is a 63-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, hypogonadism, sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia, who comes in today in search of phentermine, period. In the paragraph, at one time when he was taking phentermine, he lost about 30 or 40 pounds, period. In the paragraph, he does have sleep apnea. He's on CPAP, auto CPAP, which allows him to have, a different setting at different times, period. In the paragraph, at one time was placed on phentermine and he lost some weight, but he gained it back and he's out of testosterone, so he's not here to get started on both, period. In the paragraph, his orthopedist, who's planning on doing the right hip replacement on him, stated that he will not do the surgery until he loses about 30 or 35 pounds, and that's why he was motivated to do something about this, period. In the paragraph, he drives a hotshot truck, that's H-O-T-S-H-O-T truck, and travels all over Houston area. Period. He's married, for 34 years, has four children. Period. In the paragraph, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't use drugs. He used to be a truck driver years ago, and that's where he gained most of his weight. Surgery, he's had issues with left hip, right wrist. He needs surgery on the right hip and the both knees. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, knee issues, arthritis. Medication, lisinopril, atrovastatin, out of testosterone. Used to be on testosterone. What does that say? Is that atrovastatin? Did you write that, babe?
I didn't know.
And a phentermine, at one time that patient was taken, but he's off of it at this time. Period, family history, colon cancer, hypertension, coronary artery disease, lung cancer, colonoscopy, that's atorvastatin, A-T-R-O-V-A-S-T-A-I-N, doses not known. Colonoscopy, never had a colonoscopy before. Years ago he was started on CPAP and has been faithful in using his CPAP, but he's gained weight nevertheless, most likely because he's not exercising because of his hip pain, knee pain, and also because he's has issues with low testosterone. Review of system, he's tired, he's weak, he doesn't have any chest pain, but he doesn't have much of activity, he wears a CPAP, he weighs over 326 pounds, he's morbidly obese. I had to help him put his pants on after he had his ultrasound done because he's so weak and has been trouble even bending over. So positive swelling in the legs, positive sleep apnea, positive histocarditis stenosis, arm pain, leg pain, hip pain, of course. He weighs 326 pounds, 97%, 97.7 temp, 16, 74, 123 over 71. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, fewer on abdomen is soft, but obese, neck shows, longevity, skin shows, and a rash lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment number 1, obesity. Number 2, hypertension control. Number 3, we looked at his EKG that was done prior to start of phentermine. He has a right bundle blind spot. Number 4, he definitely needs a cardiology evaluation. Number 5, a chemical stress test is needed before his upcoming hip surgery. Number 6, the sleep apnea could be causing his right bundle branch block as well. Number 7, morbid obesity. Number 8, fatty liver. Number 9, gallbladder looks good. Number 10, carotid stenosis mild with plaques. Next number, leg swelling, multifactorial. Next number, arm pain, multifactorial. Next number, no sign of DVT or significant PVD noted. Next number, hypertension. Because of hypertension, we looked at his kidneys. There's no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, given his condition, he's not going to get any prescription for phentermine. His EKG needs to be addressed by a cardiologist. His blood work has been ordered. He's going to come back next week for follow-up after much discussion regarding his condition. Thank you.